So you run or own a business and you're wondering how to take it to the next level. How do you take this fast-moving organization and build it bigger than you ever dreamed? That is the question, and this podcast is full of answers. I'm Eric Wilkins, and this is the Cash, Character, and Clicks podcast.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Cash, Character, and Clicks podcast. Hey, if you're new to the show, well, guess what? Everybody's new to the show because this is the first episode. And hey, I really wanted to start this podcast for a reason. One thing you're going to notice about this podcast is maybe a little different than others. There's going to be mistakes like my seatbelt sound going off while I'm driving. I'm just pulling out of my driveway, so no big deal. But I'm going to make the best of my time and do this while I drive. So one thing I want to talk to you guys about is the reason I wanted to start this podcast was I've been in business for just a few years now, and I own a marketing company called Green Fox Marketing out of Granbury, Texas, and I do several other things, own a couple of other things, own into some businesses, do some different things on the side, but that's kind of my bread and butter right now. And what I've learned over the last 2 years is really different than what I thought business was going to be like. I learned that there's a lot that goes into business, the work, the amount of work, the time, things like that. But people, I didn't realize the effect people have on your business, whether it be internal people, whether it be external people. You know, when you start a business, you think, oh, it's whatever, it's me and my product and whatever I've got going, and that's what's going to be the end result of what I do. But that really has turned out to be a little different than what I thought. And so, really, I wanted to start this podcast, simply because, there's things I didn't know that I wish somebody would have told me. And so that has to do all the way around from things like cash flow, character, how much your character matters, how much the people that work for you and their character matters. And then as a marketing person and a marketing business that I run, clicks and just the importance of getting traffic to your website. So it's kind of a three things that not always go together, but are the three things that I think are the most important things to be successful in business. And so that's where we're at. And so with this first podcast, sometimes we'll have guests, sometimes I'll have different people come in on the show that I trust and respect and love and know, on different aspects of life. And so I'm already catching myself saying, and sometimes I'll catch myself saying something and then I will just start thinking about that the whole time. So I'll try to do the rest of this without thinking about saying or saying but you know how it goes. You think about it, you say it. So anyway, let's go ahead and jump right into it. The thing I wanted to talk about today on this first one was really the character piece. I think it has the most impact on everything else you do. To give you a little perspective, my business started 2 years ago, and we started with me, and what started as a social media marketing company. And what that looked like was me. I'll give the quick background. I have three kids, three beautiful kids, a beautiful wife. My boys are five, 4, and 3 years old. At that point, 2 years ago, they were 3, 2, and 1 year old. And we also have what we consider an adopted daughter who is 19. She was 17 at the time, living in our house. And so we went from a family of just my wife and I. Ashley is my wife, and she is awesome and amazing. And 2 years ago, I found myself in a place where financially, I just didn't know what I was going to do next. I had a moment in my life where financially, I didn't know literally how I was going to buy diapers for my kids at the end of the month. And I worked for a church, and in that moment, I found myself thinking, what am I going to do? How am I going to afford to keep these kids, not keep the kids, of course we're going to keep the kids. How am I going to afford to keep these kids fed and keep these kids clothed and all these things when I'm making what I'm making and I'm doing what I'm doing? And so what we did is we went on a little trip to Austin, Texas. Whoop, whoop, shout out. One of my favorite cities in the world. And on that trip, God did something that only he could do. I was sitting, by the way, we went on this trip. It was like an overnight thing. I think we spent like $300 and it was on our credit card because we didn't have any other money. And so that's kind of how that trip went. But I was sitting in the hotel room up all the way up at the top, whatever floor we were on, looking out over the lake that we were staying on. And my wife was in the shower and I literally looked out and I said, God, what do you want me to do? Because I don't know what to do. And just a single moment, God showed me this boat that drove by. And it was just, this isn't one of those things that like, oh, sure, the guy that works for a church has this moment with God. No, I didn't have these moments a lot. And so I'm looking out and I see this boat and all of a sudden he's like, man, you've got to call Barry Stokes and ask him if you can run his social media page. I know, crazy. Why would God say to call somebody and run a social media page? Weirdest thing ever. Well, around that time, we had just kind of gotten our social media kicked up at our church, and it was kind of something that was on my heart and on my mind. And then Barry Stokes is, if y'all don't know that name, he is a fishing guru extraordinaire. He has a show on TV called Fox Sports Outdoors. It's on Fox Sports Southwest and Southeast. 2 days a week. And so it's a fishing show. It's the longest running fishing show that's still running today. And Barry happens to be a friend of mine. And so I literally called him in that moment and said, Barry, this is what I'm doing. Any interest in me running your social media page? And he's like, sure, man, let's do it. I was actually thinking about that. And I was like, okay. And he goes, how much is it going to cost me? And I was like, I don't know. $500 a month. I literally just made up a number. I had no scale. I had never seen what people charge for social media. I knew nothing. And so I threw out that number. He's like, man, let's do it. And in that moment I was like, wow, this is what? And so I was like, well, I know some other business people and I'm going to call them. And so within about a week, I had 10 of those, phone call. I was thinking about doing this. What do you think about me doing it for you? And people being like, sure, sounds good to me. And so I immediately had a business and we had to start this thing and it just took off from there. So we had that. We have had all those clients. All of a sudden I need help. I'm asking family, hey, oh my gosh, I'm having to post on these people's pages 5 days a week and I've got 10 of them and it's just me and I have a full-time job. What am I going to do? So I end up asking my sister-in-law, my wife, my father-in-law, kind of became a quick little family business all of a sudden. But as soon as we started doing that and doing it well, the next thing you know, someone's asking us, can we do a website? And I'm like, sure. Well, sure. I don't have web experience, but yeah, we can figure that out. So, you know, I call another friend of mine who has web experience and we just start traveling down this road to, 2 years later, I literally just hired my 20th person yesterday. And so 2 years, 24, basically 24 months and 20 people in, it has been a crazy, 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 crazy ride. But all that to say, I don't think a majority of that would have happened if character was not at the top of my list every step of the way. So my character and what I strive for with people and how I treat people and how people perceive me as a person, I believe is what is the number one, other than the Lord, the number one essential piece to why our business has grown the way it has and how fast it has. I mean, people will not just say, sure, I'll give you money every month, when you have no idea what you're doing yet, just because I think you're going to make a lot of money one day. That's not why people give me money. The people decided to trust in me because I had been developing relationships with these people long, long, long before I knew what I was actually doing. Fast forward 2 years, you know, lots of learning, I feel like I've gone through college 7 times with marketing. And it's a never ending learning thing. So I'll just continue to feel like that. But But the point is that the character piece of business was so important to my initial quote success, whatever you want to call it. That is the piece that I wanted to talk about today and start this podcast off right with, and just say that your character matters way more than probably you think. And more than likely, more than anything else you do, because your character is what's going to take you through those hard times. Have we had hard times in 2 years already? Yes. Are there hard times to come? Yes. Will my character, will the team's character be what gets us through it? Yes. That's the piece of this that is so important. There are many other things that, many stories that I'm going to tell throughout the future of this podcast, but I really just want to kind of lay it down right there and let you guys in a little bit on why I'm doing this and how I hope to interject character into every conversation, whether we're just talking about cash or we're just talking about clicks. And when I say clicks, just so everybody's clear, clicks to your website, traffic is the thing. Like traffic to your business, whether that be digital clicks or we'll call them physical clicks. That doesn't make any sense, but it makes sense in my mind. So we'll go with that. Anyway, on to the next podcast. Guys, y'all make it a great day. Hold your character high in high regard, and that will be the success of your business. I truly believe that it can be based on your character and how far your character will take you. So until the next one, we'll catch you later.